This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The next question is from Prashant Kumar, India. I am an 18-year-old law student. Honorable Dr. Zakir Naik, as you may have also heard, that the people who worship idols actually worship the jinns. What if the jinn is good and has iman, and he grants our wishes by asking from Allah in our favor? Is it still wrong? The question of Prashant Kumar is that people do idol worship. Those who do idol worship, they're actually worshipping jinns, and some of them are good jinns. So is it okay if you do idol worship and the good jinns, they let our prayer come true by asking Almighty God? Regarding worshipping anyone besides Almighty God is a sin, is a major sin in Hinduism as well as in Islam. It's clearly mentioned in the Quran, as I mentioned in my earlier answer, in Surah Nisa chapter 4 verse 48 and Surah Nisa chapter 4 verse 116, that Allah may forgive any sin, but the sin of shirk He will not forgive. Associating partners with Almighty God, worshipping anyone besides Almighty God is prohibited. Furthermore, Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Dhariyah chapter number 51 verse 56, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that Allah has created jinns and the men not but to worship Him. Similarly, in the Hindu scriptures, it's clearly mentioned in the Hindu scriptures, in Sweta Sitara Upanishad, chapter number 4, number 19, Natasya Pratima Asti, of that God, there is no Pratima. Pratima is a Sanskrit word, which means an image, aks. Pratima means photograph, painting, portrait. It also means a sculpture, an idol, a statue. It says, Natasya Pratima Asti, of that God, there is no Pratima. There is no image, there is no photograph, there is no portrait, there is no painting, there is no statue, there is no idol, there is no sculpture. So doing idol worship is prohibited in Hinduism. And it's clearly mentioned in the Chandogya Upanishad, chapter number 6, section number 2, verse number 1. It says, Ekam Evidityam, God is only one without a second. So according to Hinduism and according to Islam, worshipping idols is prohibited. Regarding even if it's jinn or good jinn, you cannot worship even good people. There are many good human beings. You can't even worship the messengers. All the messengers said that you should not worship me. But Ubudullah, worship Allah, Rabbi wa Rabbakum, my Lord and your Lord. If any Muslim says that he wants to worship Prophet Muhammad, knows billah, he will not say that. If he says that, even that's not allowed. The best exemplary human being in the world is Prophet Muhammad. Because the Prophet said, worship only Almighty God. So what about the jinn? Even if the jinn is good, you cannot worship him. Worship, ibadah, is only due to Allah. So it's very clear cut that no human being, whether Hindu, whether Muslim, whether any human being, any non-Muslim, they should not worship anyone but our creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.